Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
It's Christmas week. How can you prepare your heart to receive Emmanuel in fresh new ways during busy Christmas week? In this content, we'll look at simple action steps to focus on Emmanuel, God with you. Preparing your heart is just as important as all the other preparations, perhaps even more important. We said we'd look at simple action steps to help focus on Emmanuel. Realistically, I know you are really busy right now. Christmas is days away. So, here is an easy list of meaningful meditations as you close in on Christmas. Number one, pause where you are right now to reflect on how Jesus became a baby to change history. Number two, give thanks to God where you are right now for this incredible gift. Number three, pour out what is inside you to God where you are right now. You may have extreme joy, perhaps great expectations. You may be lonely or have grief, sorrow, or sadness. Regardless, whatever you are experiencing, pour it out to God. Number four, ask God to meet you where you are right now as you head into celebration. That's how God likes to do it. And number five, open your heart to whatever God wants to tell you during this Christmas week. Every day, God wants to do something special in your heart. Things like this. Letting Jesus meet your deepest needs where you are right now. When your heart overflows with joy, to share it with Jesus each moment. Incidentally, it's possible to experience extremes all at the same time. I know this because I've been there. So come close to Jesus, right where you are. You can also practice these things all next year. Let's talk again about Emmanuel, which means God with you. God literally wrapped himself in flesh to completely identify with you. He reaches for you and wants you to reach back to him above everything else. In Christ is your hope, peace, and joy. Let's look more deeply at who Jesus is, how he leads, how he lived, and how he suffered. Jesus is a very unique and awesome king. He is extremely intelligent, creative beyond imagination, wise and alert, kind and good, strong and courageous, loving and merciful, unafraid of anything, very much in charge. Yet his kingdom is not of this world. How he carries out kingdom policy is inside out and upside down to the world. He was born in a barn. First cradle, a feed trough. First Christmas baby outfit, spare strips of soft cloth. First comforting music, the lowing of cattle and the baaing of sheep. First breath of air, filled with the smell of animals. What king is born like that? Jesus walked everywhere in sandals with fishermen. His ride? A stinky fishing boat. His pulpit? That same boat. Typical food? Often fish. His stories were packed with hidden meanings and trimmed with delightful word pictures. His miracles were amazing, sometimes multiplying fish. Jesus didn't have a company and wasn't the president of anything. He didn't have stock or shares in anything except an invisible, unmeasurable, unmatched government. Yet his countenance was always joy. Who leads like that? Jesus laughed and cried publicly. He never minced words, never deceived or made empty promises. Every political statement he made was so discerning, no one knew how to reply. He earned respect, gained popularity, and was deeply hated. He was also deeply loved. Remarkably, he overturned the money tables of the wealthy and gave all he had to the poor. Stunningly, the king of the universe paid taxes so as not to offend earthly rulers or earthly governments. Who lives like that? He had no real estate, no house, no land. Jesus was falsely accused and remained silent. He was traded with a renowned criminal. Jesus got death. The criminal was set free. He was sold for the price of a slave. Jesus, the Messiah, died a bloody, torturous death. On the cross, he forgave every person on earth. He quickly and willingly took on the loneliness of separation from his Father, who turned his back on Jesus as he died, so you and I would never have to be separated from God. His purpose was to forever be Emmanuel, God with us. Who suffers like that? Jesus rose from the grave, not through the tomb entrance, but through many feet of solid rock. He was gone before the stone was rolled away. He appeared and disappeared in a new human body, a seed of what he promises anyone who trusts him for eternal life. Interestingly, he showed his lordship by cooking breakfast on the beach for his hungry disciples who had fished all night. Who attains the greatest personhood and position possible, yet serves like this? This king is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Consequently, all government will be on his shoulders. He invites you back into the royal position he created for you, to rule with him through all eternity. Thankfully, he chose to be called Emmanuel, God with us, God with you. Also, he multiplies his presence into the needy, lonely, desperate hearts all around him. So, you never need to be alone again. He comforts you in your sorrows. Remarkably, the governing of your life is on his shoulders. This is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with you. You know, you can prepare your heart this busy week with your spiritual senses. Pause and consider the five senses God created people with. First, there is so much wonder, tradition, music, and celebration for those who have ears to hear. Then, there's hope and joy sticking out from ribbons and gatherings for those who have eyes to see. Also, those incredible holiday spices and the smell of pine, even more so, the aroma of kindness and love tempt your nose if you are willing to breathe deeply. Next, the tastes of Christmas. Yes, the goodies at every level of your soul delight your heart if you open your heart. And then finally, the climax. Jesus himself longs to touch you through his humble birth for those eager to receive his touch. Those are invisible kinds of senses of the soul. Now, how can you prepare your heart for Christmas in these ways? Strategically and simply ask God to enable your ears to hear, your eyes to see, your breathing to take more of Christ into your spirit, You're tasting to see that the Lord indeed is good, and your touch to receive more of Him and to reach back to Him. Even at Christmas, life can be hard. God knew you and I would have hard times in this sinful world. Thankfully, as He watched us almost drown in our sorrows, limitations, and broken dreams, He did something about it. He poured all His godness into a human person, body, mind, and spirit, to live among His people. Subsequently, Jesus became a baby, fully God, fully human, remarkably full of love and compassion. Jesus does not want you to suffer needlessly, to be trapped by life, or to be alone. So He became Emmanuel, God with you. Interestingly, we don't know for sure what time of year Jesus was born, yet at Christmas, we celebrate that He became a human like you. Jesus is your hope. Jesus grew up sinless as He paid the price for all sin on a cross. He offered the great exchange. Wow, a great gift exchange. He took all sin on Himself, and in exchange, He offered His holiness back to you. As a result, when you trust Him, He places His perfection on you. Actually, it's a trade. Further, it's forgiveness. And incredibly, it's an eternal gift. No one can buy or earn that gift of forgiveness and eternal life. Rather, you just take it with gratitude by faith. Gifts at Christmas are a symbol of gratitude for Christ's gracious gift. Therefore, when we give gifts to others, we act out the picture of God's great gift. Essentially, we say, in the same manner Jesus did, I cherish you. You are important to me. I love you. So I'm willing to sacrifice to give something special to you. That's what a gift means at Christmas. Let's just summarize something here about Emmanuel, God with you. Most importantly, preparing your heart to receive Emmanuel comes by focusing on the simple ideas that we've talked about. Additionally, keeping your perspective trained on God's amazing gift. And then finally, sharing this joy with others around you. I'd like to right now, real quick, review the 5 action steps that we covered at the beginning of this material. This was about how to prepare your heart even in a very busy Christmas week. Here they are again. First of all, pause where you are and reflect on how Jesus became a baby. Number 2 was to give thanks to God right where you are now for this great gift. 3rd was pour out what's inside you to God right now where you are. Share whatever it is with the Lord. Number 4, ask Him to meet you right now in your celebration, because that's how God likes to do it. And number 5, open your heart to whatever God wants to tell you this Christmas. Something fresh and new is in His heart, and He wants to pass this on to you. Alrighty, let's look at some application thoughts and questions over this content. Focus your 5 spiritual senses, even if you're in a season of grief, loss, loneliness, or sadness. Engage these senses deeply as you prepare your heart for Christmas. Remember what they are? Have ears to hear. Have eyes to see. Breathe deeply all the aromas of celebration. Open to the tastes at every level of your soul and delight your heart. And then finally, let Jesus Himself touch you through His humble birth and receive His touch. Earlier in the content, we mentioned that we can reach back to God. Reach Back is a book, a study book filled with short weekly studies that focus on responding back to God's love by partnering with Him. It is written for busy people who want to grow closer to Him, and you can find it in our bookstore on our website. And now, I wish you a very Merry Christmas. I also invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app. Use our online player if you prefer, which is at the top of every article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.